Welcome to the TP Podcast. This episode is devoted to useful language to talk about money or banks or the like. So I'm going to comment some of the words and phrases that we use to describe these processes. First, we have the verb to earn money or to earn a living. This means that you work to get some money to live. For instance, I earn a living as a teacher. I earn money as a teacher. Then you have the verb to save money, S-A-V-E. It's also regular. Children save money in piggy banks. Piggy as in pig, the animal. Piggy banks, P-I-G-G-Y. Or they can also save money in money jars. Money jars. Jar is where you put stuff like marmalade, jam, honey. Children put their money in piggy banks or money jars in order to save it. And children save their weekly pocket money. Every week, their tutors or parents give them some money for their own things, and that's the weekly pocket money. Adults save money by keeping it somewhere in case they need it later on. Well, somewhere, a bank, really. Or in order to buy something expensive. Many people say that they are saving for a rainy day, which means if something happens and they can't earn money, they have some saved up to help out. When you owe money, O-W-E-O, when you owe money, that means that you have borrowed from someone and you need to pay it back. Then you have the verb to spend money. We all do that when we have it. When you buy something, you spend your money on it. Okay? Then we have the verb to waste money. Sometimes we waste money because we make a mistake. We buy something that is not really good for us or useful, or we don't like it really. And sometimes we waste money. Well, I suppose when you are a millionaire, you waste tons of money. I don't know. It's like throwing away your money. When you are on a payroll in a company, you get a paycheck. So when you are on a payroll is on the list of people who are supposed to get paid. When you are on a payroll in a company, you get a paycheck. The paycheck is a paper standing for the money you earn. You can cash your paycheck at the bank, or you can set up direct deposit, which means your employer sends the money directly to your bank account. And this money is usually your salary. Your salary is the money you earn, but which is paid once a month. This is different from wages. Wages is the money you get every week for your work. This usually gets to you in the form of a paycheck that you cash. But when you are earning a salary, that means that you usually get your money by direct deposit and once a month. When you visit the bank, the first person you see is the bank teller. The bank teller, in two words, B-A-N-K, bank, and then teller, T-E-L-L-E-R, teller. A bank teller is a person, is somebody who works in a bank, they are the people who give you the cash, give you the money, okay? An ATM is an automatic teller machine. This is the equivalent to the bank teller, but it's a machine. So you use it when the bank is closed or when you don't want to go into the bank. ATMs are usually outside the bank. So an ATM is what we use when banks are closed or just to get some cash, to withdraw money, to take money out, okay? To withdraw money. To withdraw is spelled W-I-T-H-D-R-A-W, withdraw. W-I-T-H-D-R-A-W, withdraw. And withdraw is a synonym of to take out. A bank card is a credit card or an ATM card. Bills is the name that people use in the USA to refer to paper money. And, well, in international English or everywhere, another word for this is notes. Bills or notes are paper money. And coins are metal money. Bills and coins. Receipts, R-E-C-E-I-P-T-S, receipts. Let me say it again. R-E-C-E-I-P-T-S, receipts, are pieces of paper that show you have done some monetary transaction. You need a receipt as proof that you have paid for something. Then a slip of paper is what a little piece of paper that, for instance, a teacher gives out in the classroom for you to do some kind of activity. Well, a deposit slip is a paper that you fill in to inform about how much money you're going to put or deposit in your account. Okay? So you put money in your account. When you do that, you need to fill in a form which is called a deposit slip so that you've got some evidence that you gave your money to the bank teller to put it in your account. Perhaps you are wondering about deposit, because that's also a word we use when you rent a flat, when you rent an apartment. You usually have to pay an extra month, and that is called a deposit. So usually they give you your deposit back when you leave, supposing the house is okay, supposing the owners do not have to fix anything you broke. You open an account in a bank, or you close an account in a bank. There are also online accounts which you can set up to do everything automatically, and you can cancel your accounts anytime. Something else we have is loans, L-O-A-N, loans. Loans are money you ask for, money you borrow, you pay it back later on. You know, loans are money you owe, O-W-E. You usually borrow money from friends, from relatives. And in a bank, what you do is you get a loan. In a bank, you also get a mortgage. A mortgage, M-O-R-T-G-A-G-E, mortgage, is a loan to buy a house. Then the rent is the money you pay to rent a house. And as we said before renting it, you pay a deposit, which is returned to you once you leave the house for good. Then the VAT, The VAT is the value added tax. It's a tax we pay when we buy something. In Spain, it's called IVA, the VAT. Checks, two different spellings. In the USA, checks is spelled CHECKS, checks. And in the UK, checks is CHEQUES, CHEQUES, checks. Checks are pieces of paper that are signed, S-I-G-N-E-D, S-I-G-N-E-D, signed, and that stand for money you cash later on. This is like the paycheck that I mentioned before, okay? But the paycheck is specifically the check you get when you have a job and they pay you. And then you've got the general word check for any kind of check. A check is cashed or returned by the payee. The payer is the person that pays, and the payee is the person that gets the money. When you travel, you usually get traveler's checks. That's a prepaid check used by tourists and issued by a bank that can be cashed in banks or businesses worldwide. Worldwide, anywhere in the world. So before you start your trip, you buy your traveler's checks, and in this way, you don't have to carry large sums of money on you. A certified check is a form of check for which the bank verifies that sufficient funds exist in the account to cover the check. A certified check is safer than an ordinary check, and the check cannot bounce. Bounce is what balls do. Children, when they play with ball, they bounce the ball. But you also say that a check bounces when you try to cash it and they tell you that there are no funds to cover that check. So if you want to make sure that you are able to cash your check, then you should ask for a certified check. Emails also bounce, you know. When you send out an email and you get it back, that's because it has bounced. B-O-U-N-C-E-D in the past or in the participle. Bounced. B-O-U-N-C-E-D or the infinitive. B-O-U-N-C-E. Bounce. Now some useful sentences for you to repeat. Can I pay with a credit card? Can I pay with a credit card? How will you be paying? Cash, check, or charge? How will you be paying? Cash, check, or charge? I need to find an ATM. I need to find an ATM. This ATM is not working. I need to look for another. This ATM is not working. I need to look for another. What's the maximum amount of money you can take out of an ATM? What's the maximum amount of money you can take out of an ATM? Or, in short, what's the maximum you can take out of an ATM? What's the maximum you can take out of an ATM? Your ID. This means your identity card. I need to see an ID. I need to see an ID. An ID could be your social security card or your driver's license, or in Spain we have identity cards, ID cards. Is this card okay? is this card okay? Sorry, I need a picture ID card. Sorry, I need a picture ID card. Well, passports are international. They work as ID cards, of course. Is my driver's license okay? Is my driver's license okay? That'll be fine, thanks. That'll be fine, thanks. I would like to make a deposit, please. I would like to make a deposit, please. In a longer version, I would like to make a deposit into my checking account, please. I would like to make a deposit into my checking account, please. I'd like to deposit this money into my account. I'd like to deposit this money into my account. Can I have your bank card, please? Can I have your bank card, please? Sure, here it is. Sure, here it is. Do you have a deposit slip filled out? Do you have a deposit slip filled out? Please, complete this deposit slip. Please, complete this deposit slip. Yes, here it is, with my paycheck. Yes, here it is, with my paycheck. There you go, here is your receipt. There you go, here is your receipt. I'd like to cash this check. I'd like to cash this check. I'd like to pay this bill. I'd like to pay this bill. Oh, I forgot to say that in the United States, bills are notes, money, paper money, but bills everywhere are also the paper you get with the information of the money you have to pay. You get the electricity bills and the water bills every month or every 2 months. And when you get a bill, you have to pay another chunk. I'd like to withdraw some money from my account. I'd like to withdraw some money from my account. Please, complete this withdrawal slip with your name, account number, and amount of withdrawal. Please, complete this withdrawal slip with your name, account number, and amount of withdrawal. I need to withdraw some money from my savings account. I need to withdraw some money from my savings account. A savings account is a special account, the account you open when you want to save money. I need you to endorse the back of the check you want to cash. I need you to endorse the back of the check you want to cash. Now, some sentences for changing money. I'd like to change this money into euros or into dollars, into US American dollars, into Canadian dollars. I'd like to change this money into, and then the name of the currency. The currency is the kind of money they use in each country. I need change for this 50 euro note, please. I need change for this 50 euro note, please. I need change for this 50 euro note, please. I would like 3 $20 bills, 1 $10 bill, 4 5s, and the rest in coins. I would like 3 $20 bills, 1 $10 bill, 4 5s, and the rest in coins. Let's work out how much this is. 3 $20 bills, that means 20 plus 20 plus 20, 246, $60. Then 1 $10 bill, 60, that's 70, $70. Then 4 5s, that's 2 tens, 70, $18.90. That's $90. And the rest in coins. Okay, we don't know. But we presume they are changing an $100 bill, if those exist. Where can I get the best foreign exchange rate? Where can I get the best foreign exchange rate? The exchange rate. Do you charge any fees? Do you charge any fees? The fees are like the percentage that the people changing the money charge or may charge. An exchange rate of 1.20 US dollars to the euro means that $1.20 in USA dollars is worth 1 euro. An exchange rate of 1.20 US dollars to the euro means that $1.20 in USA dollars is worth 1 euro. I need to transfer some money to another account. I need to transfer some money to another account. I'm pasting some useful links so you can check out some conversations and find some more useful language. If you want me to record another episode talking about money, just send me the sentences.